two girls and a bottle of wine.
You got the bullets, I got the gun. I got a hankering for getting into something. I hit the bottle.
I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine. Happy Monday.
Yay.
It's almost the end of July. Can you believe it?
That means it's almost the end of summer.
That means I'm going to be 32 in 5 days.
That's not a bad thing.
I feel old.
You know, you're not old. It's all about how old you look and feel and act.
You know what happened to me a couple weekends ago?
What? I'm scared to ask.
I was out and about with Steve, and I got bangs. We talked about that like a month ago. And I had straightened my hair, and Steve likes red lips, so I did red lips with like cat eyes.
Okay.
We're out and about. Take a selfie of the two of us, so a face pic of Steve and I. Post it on Facebook, and someone says, "Is Steve out with Taylor Swift?" Yeah. It was so devastating. Dwelling started. I was like, oh my god, I can never wear red again. Because I had a red top on.
Right.
With red lips. And I could see it. Because she has the bangs. And I had pin straight hair.
No.
And you couldn't tell how long it was. So, I'm telling you.
I saw the picture of that night. I don't think you look like Taylor Swift. Plus, I hate Taylor Swift, so.
I know. I was like, oh my gosh. Don't tell my boyfriend that. He's going to break up with me. He didn't break up with me. He just kind of laughed at it.
But at least that's a compliment in that, see, they're saying that you still look very young.
You know, that's what I said. I was like, Steve, I can't look like
They could have turned She's around and been like, you look like me. Dolly Parton. That would have been worse, you know?
I know my cup size. Nowhere near Dolly Parton. But yeah, I did
You know what I mean, though?
I was like, whoa, you know, Steve, that sucks. But then she's much younger than me. What is she, like 22? 23?
Her song just came out called 22, so I'm going to assume.
Yeah, she's like 10 years younger than me, and so I guess that's a compliment.
Absolutely.
And then we were hanging out with some friends, and my friend's like, you look younger. I'm like, it's the bangs.
See, and weren't you worried that the bangs were going to make you look older?
I've adjusted to them.
I like them.
I'm having fun with them. I don't like them as much when I have curly hair, but I'm going to rock the curly hair on days that I don't feel like doing crap to my hair. So, anyway, how are you? What's new in your world?
Not much.
Everyone has extensions.
I know.
So I watch Big Brother, Steve and I do.
Uh-huh.
There's this girl on, Gina Marie, she's on there. She's from New York. I bet you would be friends with her. but they get locked in this house for quite a long time. And like week two, you could start to tell her extensions. There's another girl from Texas. She has extensions, and it's just a big mess.
Everyone theirs must wears be extensions. Sewn in, right?
Yes, yeah. It must be. It
That's
must
the
be.
Thing I like about the clip-in ones better. You
right.
can't tell when they're starting mm-hmm. to grow out, but they also can cause bald spots, so.
Yeah, tip for tat.
Yeah.
So The Voice hasn't been on lately. Not that we watch it.
Well, because the season's over, right?
Right. And I haven't even checked to see if Blake Shelton's coming back next year.
I'm sure he will.
I was informed that he has not won all of the seasons. Janet would be me. I thought that he had won all the seasons, but I forgot that Adam Levine's singer won the first season, and then Blake has rocked the last three.
Three or four? Three.
Three, because there's only been four seasons. I want to see if he comes back.
I think he will.
Me too.
The only reason I think he might not is just because...
It's got to be hard on he and Miranda.
Right, and I feel like eventually they do want to settle down and have kids and
right.
be they in the same place for more than a day. Yeah.
But anyway, I found a news story. It was on CMT.com, so it just focuses on country music. But with Blake's popularity that has soared ever since The Voice, he is now currently, as far as today goes, in 2013, the top-selling country album.
I like it.
But Florida Georgia Line is also up there. I heard their song on a top 40 station today.
And see, I only have their one song. No, two.
Hmm.
But, like, I wouldn't... I'm shocked that they're as high up as Blake Shelton is.
Can you believe that... okay, so it actually goes Florida Georgia Line at the top. They have sold 3.1 million tracks. But that's tracks. I think that's just songs. Because they had their song that remixed with Nelly.
Oh, right.
So I think technically Blake's above them with his whole album called Based on a True Story. It sold 703,000 copies.
That's crazy.
And then you have Taylor Swift. Speaking of Taylor Swift's album named Red has sold 616,000 units.
Why are people still buying her album?
And then in the top 10, everyone we know and love. Luke Bryan, Tim McGraw, The Band Perry, Lady Antebellum, Hunter Hayes.
I love him.
Adore, Little Big Town, and Jason Aldean. I think the only reason that Zac Brown Band is on there, because I don't think they've had a new album lately.
Their most recent one isn't extremely recent.
And then I have to mention Miranda because I love her. Mm-hmm. Her single, Mama's Broken Heart, is in the sixth spot for single of the year so far.
Very nice.
So that's halfway through. That's where the country music world is ranking.
I like it.
What's your favorite song right now? Right this moment. It doesn't have to be country.
Well, like, I'm still on my Zac Brown Band
fix.
She
is obsessed. She just starts singing Zac Brown at work.
And I seriously listen to their songs on repeat and haven't gotten sick of them yet. But I couldn't narrow that down to just one. But I would say that my favorite song right now that I've kind of just, like, gotten into is Hunter Hayes' I Want Crazy.
That's a good song.
I really, really like
it. He's very talented. When you remember, beyond the boy band.
And I don't know if you remember our past show when I said that that was one of the things it wanted at the time was my favorite mm-hmm. song. And I said, I'm interested to see if he makes it past one good song or if he's kind of going to be like that one hit wonder. And I really like his other song too, Somebody's Heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pleased that there are three or four of his songs that I really do like.
And he's adorable.
He really is.
Also in country music, Kelly Pickler. Mm-hmm. You know, she won Dancing with the Stars.
I don't want to talk about it.
I wasn't going to rub it in your face. Not that girl. But her trophy and finale costume from her the season finale where she won, not rubbing it in your face, is going to be on display at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum in Nashville.
That's very cool.
It's already on display, so you can go see it. I love Nashville. Have you been to Nashville?
No.
You need to go.
I may have to be.
So with age comes reunions of people that I once liked on television shows. And so I found a list of the top cast reunions. And I want to see if we have similar experiences, like this top one that I'm looking at. I was like, I wonder if Ashley was even into that movie like I was.
I was.
Were you?
Mm-hmm.
Because that was from like 1999.
Yeah, and it was on yesterday.
In high school.
It was on TV yesterday.
So, we're going to go through the 15 fave TV and movie cast reunions. I briefly went through this list, so I don't know how great it is, but I saw the first one I had to share. So the first one is Clueless.
Yep.
I loved Clueless.
It was on yesterday. Could you believe that Paul Rudd was in that movie?
I know. I fell in love with him in that movie.
It takes me by surprise every time.
Anytime he's on another movie, I'm like, I love him. And I guess he, or Donald and Stacey from Clueless.
Which is Dion and
Murray.
Yeah.
Dang.
I couldn't remember his name.
They reunited on The X's a couple weeks ago. Which I've never heard of that show.
Me either.
But I'm sure it's on demand or something if you want to check it out. I can't believe how not awesome Alyssa Silverstone's career. I thought she would like skyrocket after Clueless.
I think sometimes certain movies can play a really good role, but then that role follows you wherever you go and you're stuck in it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes I think those really standout characters can actually ruin a career.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Because then she came out and you got to know her actual life and she's nothing like Cher.
Right.
On Clueless. All right, the next one.
The next one, I loved this show.
Love
oh my
them.
God. I was singing the theme song. I liked Stephanie.
Yeah, and then we all know the Olsen
yep.
girls. So you know we're talking about Full House.
And recently, Candace Cameron, who played DJ, and Andrea Barber, who played Kimmy.
Emmy Gibla.
They were seen together at a Kids on the Block, a New Kids on the Block concert.
So they're still friends.
Yeah, and they still look like exactly the same.
Yeah, adorable. Freaking adorable. Okay, the next one, I don't know. Did you watch Matilda?
I did. I love that movie.
So Mara Wilson, who played Matilda in the 1996 film of the same name, recently posted a fun Facebook photo of the cast reuniting 17 years later. Does that make you feel old?
Yes. It actually does.
Yeah.
Huh.
So we'll have to put up that picture.
That's cool. I really did like that movie, though. And so the next one is, it's loading, The Goonies.
Did you ever watch that?
Yes, I love The Goonies.
It's I never watched that.
You've never seen The Goonies?
No, I suck.
It's really not a girl movie. It's totally a guy movie. But it's so, it's just, oh my God, I quote that movie at least once a week.
Hmm.
So in The Goonies, Corey Feldman had Sean Astin, who was the main character in The Goonies, appear in his very first music video.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know he had a music video?
I did not, but Corey Feldman's a little weird.
Is he? Why?
I don't know.
Do you watch the new 90210?
No.
So I was super excited when it first came on because it was going to have Jenny Garth
mm-hmm.
on it, and I wanted to see who else would show up on it, and I think Shannon Daugherty has been on it and other people. But then I ended up, after a couple seasons, stopped watching because Jenny Garth was no longer on it. But anyway, our next list for reunions is Beverly Hills 90210. Their stars Jenny Garth and Shannon Daugherty, who played frenemies Kelly Taylor and Brenda Walsh on the 90s drama, reunited for a trip to Las Vegas where they paid a visit to their male co-star, Ian Ziering, a.k.a. Steve Sanders. What? Does that say they watched him strip?
Oh, boy. I sure hope not.
I don't want to know, because he was not the pretty boy. Anyway, no. So they went to Vegas together. Whee! So in 17 years, what is that? That wasn't 17 years, but in like 15 years, let's plan a trip to Vegas. And we can tweet about it, if Twitter's still relevant. I'm just talking out of my butt now, because you're not looking at me.
Well, I was trying to figure out if they really did go there to see him as a stripper, because that would be really, really weird.
Isn't that what it says? Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. But no one wants to picture it. Don't picture it.
Yeah, because he was like the ugly one on the show.
Let's keep this rolling. The next one?
I'm trying. My thing is moving slow. So the next one, and I don't know that I know this one. Did you know this one?
Nope.
The Jamie Foxx show. So Jamie Foxx, obviously, and his co-star Garcelle, I'm not even going to pretend to do that last name. Reunited on the red carpet for the premiere of White House Down.
There you go.
I didn't watch that show, though.
The next one is it's a really good movie. The Sandlot.
I love that movie.
So Chauncey Leopardi and Patrick Renna, a.k.a. Squints and Ham, recently reunited at a Minnesota Twins game, hanging together to celebrate the 20th anniversary celebration of the beloved 1993 coming-of-age baseball film.
That makes me feel old, because I was obsessed with that movie for some reason, and I'm actually still so obsessed with it that I am subscribed on Facebook to You're Killing Me Smalls.
Oh, my. And is that where that's from?
Uh-huh.
I forgot.
The picture for that page is of Ham, the redhead, as a little kid. And
he
always
has great hair.
But they always put, like, the funniest pictures and stuff up. And I just love that movie. It's a classic. Huh. They still look alike. Like the same.
They do. Exactly the same.
Yeah. And the next one, I didn't see this either. I don't know if you did.
Me either.
Is about a boy. So this is Nicholas Hoult reunited with Hugh Grant at the Canadian Formula One Grand Prix.
So this is like not all about like TV. Like,
no, this was a
this
movie.
Is like, I don't know anything about it.
I've never seen that movie.
The next one is kind of weird because I didn't think it ended that long ago, but Friday Night Lights.
Wasn't there a movie, Friday
Night
Lights 2?
Yeah, isn't this talking about... I don't know.
Oh, was there a TV show too?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is talking about the movie,
okay.
I believe. Coach Eric and Mrs. Tammy Taylor, a.k.a. actors Kyle Chandler and Connie Britton, who's in Nashville. I love that show. Reunited with their Friday Night Lights co-stars Matt Lauria, Gaius Charles, Scott Porter, and Brad Leland for the ATX Television Festival. So this actually must be a reuniting of the television. Yeah.
And I've never seen either.
Mm-mm. I know Tim McGraw was in the movie, Friday Night Lights.
He played a coach, didn't, no. He, did he?
Didn't he play the drunk dad? I don't remember.
I don't remember.
We're so not with it.
The next one, I did love this show.
Me too. I will still watch reruns if they come on.
Is Friends. So Jennifer Aniston sought out the help of her friends Courtney Cox and Matthew Perry before she co-hosted the Ellen DeGeneres show. And she said it had been 8 years since they all saw each other. But
8 years.
But Jennifer Aniston and Courtney
Cox are
really good friends in real life.
Jennifer's been on Cougar Town.
And I think that Jennifer Aniston is like kind of like maybe not exactly a godmother to Courtney Cox's daughter, but something kind of in that. Yeah. Something in that realm.
Right. The next one, kind of funny, Mac and PC. And when we say that, we mean Justin Long and John Hodgman, who used to battle it out as the Mac and the PC men. But now they're hanging out. The funny guys were reunited at an after party held at New York's Soho House at the end of April following a special The Iceman. And there's pics that you can find. I didn't even recognize the...
PC?
Is that... The PC guy that's not Justin Long?
Yeah, but I heard that they're coming back with those commercials.
I hope so. I love them. You always get the Friends one.
I know. The next one is Friends again. So, unfortunately, there's no reunion show coming out. But
there's not going to be a reunion.
Phoebe and Monica, or Lisa Kudrow and Courtney Cox, posed for pictures together at the PS Arts Present LA Modernism show.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful people.
I'm glad they're still really
Did you watch friends. Wayne's World?
I've seen it, but I wasn't, like, really into...
Me either.
It.
But Wayne and Garth are back at it, and on April 23rd, 2013, they were at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Science, because it hosted a Wayne's World reunion in Beverly Hills. It's been 21 years since Mike Myers and Dana Carvey brought their beloved Saturday Night Live sketch to the big screen.
Hmm.
And they're still having excellent party times.
Yep. So
they look older, though.
They do. You can definitely. And it's funny because Mike Myers' career took off, and the other guys really didn't.
Turtle. That's all I know.
All right. So the next one is Sleepless in Seattle, and You've Got Mail.
I cut my hair off because of her and Jenna Elfman.
Really?
Anyway, yep.
And I don't know that I've seen You've Got Mail, but I've seen Sleepless in Seattle.
You must rent that this weekend.
I've got a list, apparently. So Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks reunited in New York for the opening night of Hanks' Broadway show, Lucky Guy.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
All these fabulous people and their parties. Have you seen Princess Bride? I've not seen Princess Bride, but a lot of people say it's like the best movie ever, boys and girls. Robin Wright, Mandy Tatkin, Billy Crystal, Carrie Ewells, Wallace Shawn, Carol Kane, and Chris Sarandon reunited at the New York City Film Festival for the 25th anniversary screening of Princess Bride.
I have seen it.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of like that whole Men in Tights feel.
Mm.
Like, it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. It's a good, I mean, you have to take it for what it is. It's an older movie, so.
Right. We're going to do one more, and then we're off this list. This list is very long.
It is long.
We'll post the link to our Facebook. The next one.
Oh, it's my turn, isn't it?
Yes.
So the next one is Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta. Actually,
what are they from?
From Grease, of course. I love that movie. They actually released a holiday album in 2012.
I knew that. Because then when all the rumors were coming out that he was gay, she came out and was like, no.
Which...
I don't know. Do you think he is?
I don't
know. How well do you know John Travolta?
Yeah, like, I don't know him personally. I just think that he enjoys dressing up as a female for some roles. But that doesn't mean that he is gay.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Because, I mean, Johnny Depp dresses up in some crazy things, too, and no one's calling him out.
True.
I think John Travolta is a good actor, so... Works for me.
So we're going to transition this from reunions to cartoons.
Because we have been all about the cartoons lately.
I am going to be a little bummed this next weekend getting older, and I think I might veg out and rent some cartoons to make
or
me feel young.
Or go see Despicable Me 2.
Right. So we're going to go over the 10 animated movies that appeal to adults and kids.
And I think that this list could have gone on and on and on and on.
But it's only 10.
There were so many on this list that they missed.
Well, you can make up your own list, and we'll go over that next week.
Do you want to start?
Yes. Number one is Shrek. Did you watch Shrek?
I did. I've seen all the Shreks.
And? Do you agree?
I definitely think they're more for adults than kids.
Because they have, like, jokes that kids kinda won't get.
Yeah, I think they're either for really young kids or adults. Like, that middle age where they're starting to pick up on things. I think there's too many, innuendos.
There you go.
But I love Donkey.
Donkey.
He's my favorite.
I've not seen Shrek.
You haven't?
I know. I said this weekend when I'm bummed, I'm going to rent these movies.
Oh, goodness. Did I just break my heart.
I broke Ashley. I'm sorry. The next one, I love cats.
Okay, so you have to watch Shrek.
To understand the next
Puss
one?
Puss in Boots, because Puss in Boots is in the second Shrek. Going forward, the others, too.
So,
and
number two is?
Is Puss in Boots. And, okay, so do you know who plays Puss in Boots?
No.
It's Antonio Banderas.
Oh, I thought the cat would be a girl.
No.
Okay.
He's like a Spanish, like, I picture.
Rico Suave?
Well, I picture Puss in Boots to be like Zorro.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't he play Zorro?
Antonio Banderas yeah. does. But Puss in Boots always, he has like his hat like that, and he always has his sword out, and he's such a funny cat. You'll love him.
I wanted to take one of the little girls that is in our life, but she didn't want to go.
Oh, you have I to definitely cats. Watch Shrek and then Puss in Boots, though.
And number three is Toy Story. I've seen Toy Story 1, and I've seen Toy Story 2, but I have not seen Toy Story 3.
I've seen 3. My dad and I used to go see the Toy Stories together.
And what did you think?
I love Toy Story.
Toy Story. I saw it on ice. Toy Story on ice.
I did not.
It's kind of weird.
I bet.
Yeah. All right, the next one.
I love this one. I'm such a kid. I'm like, I love all of these. Monster Inc. I absolutely love this. And I need to go see Monster U. Monster yes. University. I love this movie because I think it's so cute. I love the little girl, Boo. Have you seen this movie?
Uh-uh.
Oh, you're really breaking my heart today. I'm giving you a list of movies you need to see. Monster Inc. on top.
So you just said I should go see Despicable Me 2. Well, at number 5 on the 10 animated movies that appeal to men, or not men, to adults and kids, Too Much Wine, it's Despicable Me 1.
And I still haven't, that's one I haven't
seen. I love the little guys, the little yellow guys.
And what are they?
They're minions.
Minions.
And they're adorable. And I just want to buy one and bring one home and raise it to be my friend.
So every time I think of the word minions, though, I think of Gossip Girl.
I know, me too. I try not to... Yeah.
And I really want my own minions.
Me too. I wanted it to be pink little guys like on Despicable
Me. Right?
The next one?
The next one is Cars. And I actually have only seen bits of this movie, but I know that my little brother was obsessed with it.
I think every little boy was obsessed with it when it came out. And it has an amazing soundtrack.
I will give it that. I will give it that.
Rascal Flatts is on there.
John Mayer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good music.
Absolutely.
Number 7, another one I haven't seen.
Oh,
and Christy at work told me I need to see this.
You do.
It's up. If you're looking for an animated movie to help you get in a better mood, so on Mondays we should play this at work.
We should.
Up is the way to go.
I just can't believe you haven't seen this movie because it is so, it's so you.
I don't understand.
Well, because, like, the guy in the movie, like, he's a lifelong dreamer. Like, he just has all these... You know, he's so positive, and he's got all these, like, dreams and plans for his life, but then there's still a love story, too. You have to watch that movie.
Okay.
I think you'll like it more than Despicable Me, and I haven't even seen Despicable Me.
Okay, so I'm going to rent Up for sure.
Yes.
And Puss in Boots. After Shrek.
You have to watch Up, Monsters, Inc., Shrek 1, 2, 3. Just 1 and 2.
Leave the house
really just
weekend.
1 and 2. 3 kind of starts to get old. And then Puss in Boots.
Actually, we're going to be out of town this weekend. But anyway, next.
Download 8. Them for the plane. Yeah. Number 8 is Ratatouille.
I think I saw this, and it bothered me that there were rats cooking food.
I never got into this. I don't think there was enough, like, hype around it for me to, like, for it to pull me in.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan. The next one is The Incredibles. Another popular kid movie for adults is The Incredibles. The story takes place in Munichburg, where there are supers, or humans with superpowers, who fight crime and keep the streets safe. This movie is a fun comedy with plenty of action and family fun. If you've ever dreamt of having superpowers as a child or even as an adult, this is a must-see. I haven't seen it.
I haven't either, but I know my mom says it's really good.
Your mom must be the expert.
And the next one...
Because she has kids. I didn't mean that bad.
Oh, yeah. My mom loves cartoon movies. My parents were just in Disney.
The next and final animated movie that appeals to adults and children is...
Is WALL-E.
Did you see that?
Yes. I think I'm the only person in the world that likes that movie.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Everybody I've talked to didn't like it. Every adult. Mm-hmm. I think that's because there's really maybe like 5 minutes of talking in the movie.
Oh, that's a problem.
No, it's... No. I think it's a good movie because... Sometimes I look at our world and like, and I watch, like when I watch the movie, I was like, this is what's going to happen to our world.
Hmm.
And that's another really cute love story.
I love love stories. Is that where all the love stories are these days?
In kid movies.
Yeah.
You have to watch WALL-E.
WALL-E.
His voice is just so cute. And he goes, Ava. That's who he falls in love with, is Aww. Ava. It's a very cute movie.
So I need to catch up on some cartoons, but I lied. I'm going to be out of town this weekend. Steve's playing in Fort Worth. It's my birthday, so I don't want to spend it alone, so I'm going to Fort Worth.
So the weekend after is movie weekend.
Yes. Yes. I promise.
And I, like I said, I think there were many on this list that
So just to name a few, what's not on there?
Finding Nemo.
Ooh, I did like that movie.
That's Little Mermaid. Classic.
Well, wasn't there a penis in like the original castle picture?
I think so. But I don't think of Little Mermaid as an adult movie. I'm just like the exception to that rule.
Well, I like Cinderella.
Yeah. But I don't see them be like, these are much more adult animated movies than those were. But I think Finding Nemo's awesome. Or have you ever seen the Ice Age movies?
Mm-mm.
They're actually pretty funny.
There's lots of movies it seems like I'm missing.
And, oh my god, why can't I? Madagascar.
I never saw that.
Oh, those are hysterical. That came out, I think, when I was a freshman in college. And I seriously watched it, like, every night for 2 weeks straight because it was so funny.
Were you stoned?
No.
I'm just kidding.
But there's, like, great characters in it. Like, Ben Stiller plays one of them. Chris Rock. Adam Sandler. I mean, it's so hysterical.
I'll have to check it out.
Maybe it'll
make me not feel as old, since I'm turning a year older.
You'll like it. I always wondered I always used to think about animals stuck in the zoo and how they felt.
I still do.
Yeah, that movie brings it out for you.
All right, well, let's head on out of here.
We are outed.
Leave you with some Kenny Rogers.
Mm-hmm. Next week is... Oh, no. We've got one more Monday in July.
Do we?
Yes.
We do.
Barely.
And then we hit August.
And then summer's over.
Let's not think about it. I love summer. All right. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
With Two Girls and a Bottle of
Wine. Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Said if you're going to play the game, boy, you got to learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up. Know when to fold up. Know when to walk away. And know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.